Welcome to the Days of Praise podcast, a daily devotional by the Institute for Creation Research.
The Watchers. This matter is by the decree of the Watchers and the demand by the word of the Holy Ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of men and gives it to whomsoever he will and sets up over it the basest of men. Daniel 4:17. Who are these mysterious watchers who are so concerned that we know the powers that be are ordained of God, sometimes even including the basest of men? They are mentioned in the Bible only here in the fourth chapter of Daniel, all three times evidently synonymous with the Holy Ones, beings who come down from heaven. Such phrases could apply only to angels, created to serve the Lord and the heirs of salvation. Watchers is used here in reference to Nebuchadnezzar's vision and period of insanity. Although it is used nowhere else in the Bible, it occurs frequently in such apocryphal books as Jubilees and Enoch, where it refers both to God's holy angels and to the fallen angels, who have direct interest in people on earth as they watch them, even on occasion directly controlling events that affect them. In any case, the Bible does indicate that the angels desire to look into the outworking of the gospel in the hearts of men, and that unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Children, as well as adult believers, also seem to have guardian angels who watch them. This is a mysterious subject because we cannot see these watchers, but we at least need to know they are there. In fact, we can praise God that the angel of the Lord encamps round about them that fear him and delivers them.
If you've enjoyed today's devotional, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, and please rate and review so more listeners can find us. To support ICR's ministry, visit icr.org/donate. Your gift of any amount helps us reach others with biblical truth and encouragement. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll start each day with Days of Praise.